From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Two crews and a safety officer from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources traveled to Ontario to help fight the Nipigon 66 fire. Minnesota has an agreement through the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact with Michigan, Wisconsin, and the provinces of Ontario and Manitoba to provide assistance with firefighting personnel and resources when conditions warrant. The crews are assigned for a 14-day rotation. The crews will join more than 2,000 firefighters from throughout Canada who are working to control 120 fires in the province. A near record of over 1.5 million acres of forest have burned in Ontario this year. Minnesota also has crew members working on clearing roads and trails in the blowdown areas in Pine County, where 161,000 acres were impacted by the July 1st storm. The heaviest impact starts west of St. Croix State Park. The July 19th storm damaged 24,500 acres, mostly on state forest lands. Between the two storms, 185,000 acres have been impacted in Pine County. Cook County commissioners and representatives from Orb Management want to sit down with the Grand Marais City Council and try to find a way out of the community center impasse. The city has a contract with Burbach Aquatics that was negotiated in June of 2005 and obligates them to use Burbach for the repair, replacement, or renovation of a city pool. Commissioner Sue Hakes chairs the Community Center Steering Committee.
The city brings expertise and they bring financing for the project, and they've got this issue with Burbach Aquatics that has precluded them from participating because of a contractual arrangement they made about 6 years ago or 5 years ago.
Former City Councilman Ed Bolstead said that at the time there was no thought of a 1% sales tax and Burbach Aquatics had the best plan.
At the time there was no dream of the 1% money or anything else. It was something the city had to think about trying to do.
At least three pool scenarios were presented to the council with three different price tags. Costs ranged from a $2 million renovation to a nearly $6 million new building with a projected 50-year lifespan. Mark Sanbo was the Grand Marais mayor at the time.
The cost was relatively high. The city was not in position at that time to afford the scope of the project that they were talking about. It was put on hold, basically. There was no action.
A pool is part of the new community center proposal. The contract between Grand Marais and Burbach states if the city enters into any agreements with other entities, such as the county, the terms of the contract still apply. Burbach was not chosen by the county to design its pool. According to Burbach, that means for the city to enter into any agreement with the county regarding a pool is a breach of contract. That could cost Grand Marais upwards of $325,000 plus collection and attorney fees. City Administrator Mike Roth points out that the pool costs the city much more than it takes in for revenue.
For 2011, I guess our budget, we expect to spend about $298,000 on operating the pool and receive about $60,000 in revenue.
In an attempt to end the stalemate, a working session with the city has been proposed by the county for 10 a.m. on August 23rd. As the county sees it, there are several options to explore. The county and city have recently contacted Burbach about joining the community center project through a professional services agreement. That could satisfy some but not all of what the original contract called for. Burbach responded to the joint request with three scope of service options. One would essentially replicate their original role in design and construction services and meet the elements of the 2005 contract for a cost of $861,000. A second option, which would not meet original contract standards, was offered in, quote, the spirit of negotiating a mutual beneficial agreement, unquote. That cost would be $212,000, but Burbach added in the breach of contract fee, bringing the cost up to $536,600. A third option, one suggested by the county, would be for selected services to be performed for about $115,000. But again, a breach of contract fee was included, bringing the total to $488,000. For the time being, the Community Center Steering Committee and Orb Management will continue to work toward a decision on the best site for the new facility. Once that's decided, the project will go on hold until some solution to the contract problem can be found. That process could begin August 23rd. The Lake Superior Binational Forum is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. They'll be in Grand Marais on Friday, September 9th, to hear public comments about issues related to Lake Superior. The forum wants to hear from residents and visitors of Grand Marais and other North Shore communities about what they need, want, or are doing to protect water quality, ecosystems, and the quality of life on the North Shore. In addition to the public input section of the meeting, there will be speakers to talk about water quality and water quantity issues as they affect the North Shore streams, rivers, and communities. The forum holds public meetings four times a year around Lake Superior Basin in the U.S. and Canada, and it's been 12 years since the group was last in Grand Marais. The meeting will be held at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. on September 9th, and anyone with a vision of how to protect and restore the natural environment of Lake Superior is encouraged to attend. The Lake Superior Binational Forum is funded by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Great Lakes National Program Office and Environment Canada. Spectrum Community Health has initiated preliminary development discussions with the City of Grand Marais and the Economic Development Authority. Mayor Larry Carlson explains.
Spectrum is a company that both builds and manages assisted care operations in a number of communities around the state, and they gave us a proposal where they are considering building a 30-unit building here for assisted living.
The City Council discussed the proposal at their August 10th meeting. The 32,000-square-foot building would offer care for residents at a cost projected to be $1,500 less than nursing homes. The EDA would act as the developer, but the city has a role to play as well.
They are asking for the city to donate a parcel of land for that building, and if that were to occur, then IRRB said that they would fund the infrastructure of getting the lot set up such that they could start building.
The discussion is in a preliminary stage with a number of questions that need to be answered.
We did sign a 120-day period where we said that we would not entertain other proposals, and that then gives Spectrum the opportunity to kind of get the specifics in line. There were a number of things that we were concerned about and wanted answered quite specifically. One, is this going to interfere with other operations that are going on right now? And in fact, do we actually need that kind of a facility? And, wanted some assurances. They're saying that it's going to be like 20 full-time jobs, and we'd like assurances along those lines.
If the project is approved, it's scheduled to open in the fall of next year. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.